and to the degree that I am self-persuaded of the reality of what I am seeing and hearing and doing, to that degree they become exactly what I am doing, all in my imagination. Well, if tomorrow or in the immediate present they actually conform outwardly to what I am doing inwardly, I have found the creative power. I try it again with another one. I try it with another one. And I keep on trying it. And it works. Well, then I tell it. I ask everyone who will listen to me and believe it to try it. See if you can't exercise that same power in you. It's not a different power. There's only one Christ. There aren't a numberless little Christ running around the earth. Only one Christ. And that Christ is your own wonderful human imagination. So if I exercise my imagination and it proves itself in performance, and then you exercise your imagination and it proves itself in performance, it's the same imagination. Individualized as Neville individualizes you, regardless of your name, then you share it with another and you tell it to others. But if I can tell it to the point where they are persuaded to try it, and in trying it, it proves itself in the testing, well, we have found him. So when you read in the scripture, I have found him. Found whom? I have found the one of whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth. Well, the word Jesus simply means what Jehovah means. It means salvation. It means to save. If I save someone from poverty by putting him into a state of affluence, well, then that's Jesus. I'm exercising the same power. If someone is unwell, and I represent him to myself as being the embodiment of health, and he conforms to it, and that's Jesus. He saved him from what? From being unwell. What if I try it and try it and try it, and it proves itself? What does it matter what others think? What does it matter what anyone thinks about what I am talking about? I only know that it proves itself. It works. But if it works, well, then try it. So this is the power of which I speak. Not some peculiar little thing on the outside. You don't buy it. It's innate. You exercise it. So you're told to repent. You're the beginning of the exercise of the power. And when you reach a certain degree of intensity, that power is born. And it's born in you and then personified as a little child. And you actually feel yourself coming out of your own skull. And here's a little child wrapped in swaddling clothes. And it is your child. Now, you didn't form some little child in your head. The child is a sign of your birth from above. It's a sign of your arrival into the creative stream of God. Once thou, you're now one with the creative power of God. And there's only God, nothing but God. Man is all imagination, and God is man. And exists in us, and we in him. The creative power of God is man's imagination. That is actually Jesus Christ himself. There is no other Jesus Christ. So all of a sudden you find that this is what the world is talking about, but they put him on the outside and made some little god of him when he is housed in everyone. Now let me show you from my own experience what I know about this law. I can waste power in the world of Caesar. We're doing it by the billions every year with our little war. And all the nonsense we have in the world. This power you can't waste. You can misuse it, but you can't waste it. I can misuse it every moment of time by imagining unlovely things about people. Unlovely things about myself. And I can use it hatefully. Well, I can't waste it. I'll show you why you can't waste it. One night, many, many years ago, I suddenly became aware of two beings. I am the one perceiving them. So there are three, but I am the perceiver. Here above me stands the most beautiful woman imaginable, an angel. An angel of beauty and of everything that was lovely. And below me, the most monstrous thing that men could ever conceive. Covered in hair, like an ape, but it could speak. It spoke gutturally. I looked at it, and then it looked at me, and then it pointed to this beautiful angelic being, and it called this woman Mother. Well, I was so annoyed with this monstrous thing that I pummeled it. It gloated. It loved violence. It fed on violence. Every time I was violent, it became stronger. And this beautiful thing, glowing, but this one is calling it mama. And suddenly, as I am beating this thing, I realize, well, this is the embodiment of all of my misspent energy. As this one is the embodiment and personification of every noble thought I've ever entertained. I looked at this thing. I had no one with whom I could swear. I felt a compassion I have never known before. I looked at this monstrous thing and realized it is but the result of my own misused energy. It never should have been given birth. And I say to myself, I will redeem you if it takes me eternity. I prayed to myself to redeem it. Do you know what happened? At that very moment, before my eyes, the whole thing withered. That monstrous thing, the embodiment of power, horrible-looking thing, it all got smaller and smaller and smaller and left no trace of ever having been present. But as it got smaller and disappeared, the energy returned to me. I felt infinite power. I felt like without anything, the power returned to me. It wasn't wasted. It was misused, but not lost. Nothing is lost in all my holy mountain. So you can't lose the power. You can misuse the power, but you can't lose it. But you are confronted one day in a monstrous thing like that, and you'll exactly what I did. You won't wait to redeem him. At the very moment that you prayed yourself and you meet it, I'll redeem you if it takes me eternity. At that moment, that monstrous thing with us gets smaller and smaller, and this one glow, it becomes radiant like a star. She is the embodiment and the permanent personification, getting ever greater, of your own noble, wonderful thoughts. Every lovely act of yours feeds her. Every ignoble act of yours feeds him. And they walk with you. This one whispers the lovely things, encouraging you to be noble. And this one whispers the violent things. If you are at the crossroads as to what you should do, this one wants to be fed. He can only feed on violence. And this one can only feed on the noble, lovely thoughts of man. And man creates them. You see your own creation, and it's all the same power of your own wonderful human imagination. From then on, you know where you are. You are a creative power. And you go out to change everything in your world to make it conform to something lovelier. And you don't do it on the outside. You do it on the inside. You do it all in your imagination. The imagination is God, and there is no other God. His name is I Am, forever and forever and forever. That's God. And yet, when you do meet the personification of your own imagination, you see a man. And that man is infinite love. You will also meet him in another garment, and he is infinite power. He is infinite wisdom. And you realize that the being that you really are is a protean being. He plays all the parts. When you meet him, his fundamental being is love. But he also is power, and you see him as power. And he also is wisdom, and you see him as wisdom. And you don't have to ask any question as to who are you. It's so obvious that you stand in the presence of infinite power, or infinite wisdom, or infinite love. And you know the truth of these statements of Scripture. When it said God is love, you stand in the presence of God. Infinite love, and it's a man. Our scientists tell us of an impersonal force. This is not impersonal. This is very personal. God is a man. You are a man. God is no more. Your own humanity learned to adore. For everything here is God. And God being man, his every attribute is personified. So when you meet God as power, it's man. Meet him as wisdom, it's man. Meet him as love, it's man. So I tell you, this power of which I speak is right here, in your own wonderful human imagination. Don't turn to another. Don't turn to anything on the outside. It's all within. The kingdom of heaven is within you. And God is in his heaven. If I turn within, where I turn to my own wonderful human imagination.